Alcazar Audio Works presents Rackety Packety House by Frances Hodgson Burnett. It is read for you by Bobby Frohman. Now, this is the story about the doll family I liked and the doll family I didn't. When you read it, you are to remember something I am going to tell you. This is it. If you think dolls never do anything you don't see them do, you are very much mistaken. When people are not looking at them, they can do anything they choose. They can dance and sing and play on the piano and have all sorts of fun. But they can only move about and talk when people turn their backs and are not looking. If anyone looks, they just stop. Fairies know this, and of course, fairies visit in all the dolls' houses where the dolls are agreeable. They will not associate, though, with dolls who are not nice. They never call or leave their cards at a doll's house where the dolls are proud or bad-tempered. They are very particular. If you are conceited or ill-tempered yourself, you will never know a fairy as long as you live. Queen Crosspatch. Rackety Packety House. Rackety Packety House was in a corner of Cynthia's nursery, and it was not in the best corner either. It was in the corner behind the door. And that was not at all a fashionable neighborhood. Rackety Packety House had been pushed there to be out of the way when Tidy Castle was brought in on Cynthia's birthday. As soon as she saw Tidy Castle, Cynthia did not care for Rackety Packety House, and indeed was quite ashamed of it. She thought the corner behind the door quite good enough for such a shabby old doll's house, when there was the beautiful big new one, built like a castle, and furnished with the most elegant chairs and tables and carpets and curtains and ornaments and pictures and beds and baths and lamps and bookcases, and with a knocker on the front door.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?